Iris Jensen lives in Shevlin, Minnesota, and like many students in 2020, she's distance learning this year. She is joining us this morning. Thanks, Iris.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Doing pretty good.
Okay, so that's advice to you. Keep your heart young, okay? Because I know you sort of, from the minute, your mother always says, from the minute you were born, you were like a 40-year-old.
Yep. Yep. Old soul.
Yes. Old soul. Absolutely. That's why we connected, I think, right away.
Mm-hmm.
I met you when you were 4. You were wearing pajamas, and here we are. Yeah. How old are you now?
I'm 14.
Wow. Well, so I want to talk about a bunch of things with you. First, school. Should we talk school?
Yeah, let's talk school.
Sure.
Yeah, what's it like?
It's different. It's a whole different deal. It's not even, like, comparable to what it used to be just because it's not even the same league. I'm in the same school with the same teachers, but it's a completely different year.
So you're distance learning?
Yep. I'm doing all full-time distance learning. The school that I go to, Trek North, has a hybrid option, but I don't like change, so hybrid is not really up my alley. Because it's a lot of change, so I'm going all distance until who knows when.
Yeah. Iris,
something changes.
Iris, can you walk us through what a normal day is?
So, how in depth do you want me to get, Jeff?
Well, not too in depth, but just give us an overview of what happens in a day.
Okay, so 8:30 is my first Zoom call. And so I have Zoom calls all day from 8:30 to 2:30. So I have 6 classes in a day, and the Zoom calls are 40 minutes apart. And then in between each Zoom call, I have a 10-minute break, which was really, the schedule was really well thought out. And at school, when people are doing hybrid, the break is a 10-minute mask break where you can go outside and take off your mask. And then when you're at home, it's a 10-minute screen break. So I'll, jump on the trampoline or bike to the end of the driveway or something just to kind of clear my head of the screen. So I have, like I said, I've got 6 classes, 40 minutes for each. And,
What kind of classes do you have right now?
I am taking government, I'm taking physical science, and then English and math. And then I have some study halls and extracurriculars, too.
Iris, I know the answer to this question, but do you feel that you're learning as much, or is that just entirely up to you?
No, I don't. And it's... I'm definitely learning more than last spring, and the people at my school have put so much time and thought and effort into getting a good plan, and, they did a really good job last spring, too, going as fast as they had to, so it's definitely better than it was, and so much effort has gone into it, but it's also not the same experience as being one-on-one and being with the teachers and in school.
So John and I have been to your house. It's not the biggest house ever. And
yeah.
Your little brother is also distance learning. So he's on a screen as well. How does it work for you guys?
It's complicated. So we have an upstairs, and that's where I do my school. And his schedule has recently changed, so we don't really know how it's going to go now because he's going to be on more Zoom calls than he was on. We just kind of have to kind of figure it out as we go. We both have noise-canceling headphones that we wear. It's very small.
Can you explain to us what a Zoom call is?
Okay.
Is it a phone call? Are you watching? Do you literally see your teacher? What is a Zoom call?
A Zoom call is is on a computer, and the teachers, the way that they're doing it at Trek North, they have a digital whiteboard. So they project the whiteboard onto the actual whiteboard at school, and then they have the digital whiteboard, and then your teacher's face is up in the corner in a little square, and so, yes, you see your teachers, and you're supposed to see your classmates, too, but people don't like to have their cameras on and stuff, so that's kind of a complicated issue. But, yes, we see our teachers, all of our teachers.
Well, it just sounds tough, Iris.
Yeah, it's different.
For everybody, for your instructors, for the school, for everything. There's no, like, I don't know, there's no intimacy in it whatsoever.
Yep.
And
the teachers are working twice as hard, and every single teacher who is listening right now, thank you, because I could not imagine having to teach online and in person, and it's crazy, and they are doing such a good job.
We're talking to Iris Jensen this morning. She's 14, telling us about distance learning. So a week ago today, we lost Ruth Bader Ginsburg. I kind of thought of you, Iris. I knew she must have meant something to you. I wonder if you'd tell us a little bit about what it meant to you.
Yeah, it was, again, it was really, really tough. And she was so inspiring to so many people. And she was so inspiring to me as a young woman and somebody who, you know, looks up to people that are in government and in the legal system. Especially, she is, it's just a tremendous loss, and
You talked about you have a government class. What kind of things are you studying in the government class?
So I'm taking an AP government class, and we're working from the beginning. So right now we're learning about the Articles of Confederation and the Federalist Papers. That's what I was just doing before I got on the phone with you. Is I was analyzing Federalist Number 10.
Wow.
Well, and I moved away from Ruth Bader Ginsburg, but to you, like, what was her biggest impact, do you think?
Allowing women to be created equal. You know, in the Constitution, it says all men are created equal, and she extended that. And, excuse me, she made it so that we could function without a man in our life, and that is so important.
We don't know what to say, yeah. Iris. We wish you the best today. I'm going to be seeing you on a Zoom call tonight. We've been talking about this a little bit, not necessarily on air, but we're doing this national listening session before the elections. It's called America Amplified. And we sent out some information through our Buzz newsletter, and some folks in northern Minnesota are involved. And it's just a really cool thing. It's not about, you know, that kind of horse race of who you're voting for and that kind of thing, but it's about issues that are going on in the world, and people from around the country get to talk to each other. And I'm so glad you signed up. I'm going to be able to see you tonight on that Zoom call. And you said yes, even though you are on Zoom all day long.
Wow.
I appreciate it.
Yeah. It'll be fun to see you.
Yes. Yeah, we'll have to do a regular Zoom call between us or something.
Iris, correct me. Did we hear the rooster earlier?
Yes.
Yeah, good.
Yep, he usually hangs out by the house in the morning. And, yeah, we've got like three or four of them now that we have to figure out who we're going to keep. But you do hear one of them.
What's the earliest that the rooster crows?
You know, I don't really know because it doesn't wake me up.
You're used
so
to
I
it.
Get up at like 7:30, and he's crowing by then.
Oh,
but
yeah.
It'll be earlier because pretty soon we're putting lights in the coops to keep the chickens laying, and that doesn't just wake the chickens up; that wakes him up too.
Well, it's going to get quieter too if you take a few of them away. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yep.
Oh, Iris, thank you so much for talking with us today. Good luck. Good luck in school today. I'll see you tonight on the Zoom. Say hi to your family for us. We miss you guys.
All right.
This song is for you coming up next. Thanks, Iris.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Everybody knows that the world is wrong. The only thing to do is write a song. That's one way to take a wrong and make it all right. So drink up your time, take a pill for the pain. Come out of the dark and in from the rain. I wanna see your face in the glow of